Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 33 over here. Simon Kuf, Lamed Hey. We're really still in Siv Beis. Over to the bottom of page 32. Yesterday we talked about the famous Chakira, if it's a Chovas of Tzibor or a Chovas of Yachin. I want to talk about one more Nafkamina before going on. We have a lot to cover today. Okay, and that is the Piskei Tshuvas brings down that since it's a chovas on the tzibur, which means that the tzibur has to have Kriyas HaTorah, and if you're in the tzibur, you have to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. However, he says, even though we generally hold that to hear a mitzvah through a microphone is not good, because you have to hear the actual mitzvah, okay? To hear Kriyas Megillah through a microphone is very not possible, especially according to the Shita of Shlomo Zalman, okay? Hearing mitzvahs through microphones is generally not looked upon very well. Okay, however, the Piskei Tshuvas claims that even according to Shlomo Zalman, that Kriyas HaTorah you can hear through a microphone, since this is, according to him, it's a chovah on the tzibur. And okay, even if you didn't hear technically the words from the balkori, you heard it through a microphone, still the tzibur had a Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore you would be yotz. The problem is, even though he claims Shlomo Zalman says it, that the Svarim, B'shem Shlomo Zalman, disagree with him, and they say Shlomo Zalman also held, even by Kriyas HaTorah, that it's a problem to hear through a microphone, because even though it's a chov on the tzibur, now once you're in the tzibur, you have to hear Kriyas HaTorah. You're not hearing Kriyas HaTorah through the person, you're hearing it through the electrical waves that come through a microphone and not from the Baal Kori itself, and that's how Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal explained also, that you have to hear, because it's better not to have a microphone. If there is a microphone, better to be closer to the bima that you can actually hear the Baal Kori himself, and not through the microphone. Okay, so that's another nafkamina that comes out over here. Yesterday we learned in Siv Beis over here that the place that we learned over here in the Ramah, that if you mevatel Shabbos Achas, if Chas v'Shalom, I don't know, a case would be maybe if something terrible happened to the shul, there was a terrorist coming to the shul, and they were mevatel the rest of the shul, Baruch Hashem, they killed the terrorist, but at that point they went home already. Okay, or the Mishnah Berurah's case over here, there's a big fight in the shul, and everyone dispersed, went home, and they didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. If that's the case, if a whole tzibur does not do Kriyas HaTorah one Shabbos, then the Ramah says they make up that parsha the next week, and you do two parshios the next week. Okay, you do two parshios the next week. That's what the Ramah paskens. Once again, we have to understand this din. Is this a din b'fnei atzmo Kriyas HaTorah? Stop, we don't want to miss parshios, and therefore we make it up the next week. Or is this exactly like what we have also in another place in Halacha? That's dinei tashlumin when it comes to tefillah. If someone misses the tefillah, misses mincha, so he davens two marifs. Okay, he misses marif, do two shachrises. Okay, that's Halacha. Is this din exactly like that? They missed the tzibur, missed Kriyas HaTorah, so therefore you have to make it up and have two Kriyas HaTorah the next week. Which one is it? Okay, and this is going to be some major nafkaminas, and this is what comes out, look inside. Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Vav, brings out a machlokas. If you're mevatel, what if the tzibur happens 2-3 weeks in a row? Yesh orim de ein likros b'shabbos haba ki ima sidra achrona smuch lazu. You can only read last week's parsha. Yesh orim de tzarek lahashlim b'tzibur kol asidra shabitlo. Everything that you miss, you have to go ahead and make it up. What's the machlokas over here? Is it pattern after tefillah, or is it din that you have to hear all the parshios? According to the first opinion over here, it's just like tefillah. Just like tefillah, you miss mincha, you can make a marav. But if you miss mincha and marav, you can't make a mincha marav. You can only make a marav. You can only make up the last tefillah. That's the first opinion over here. You can only make up the last parshia. But once it's several parshios, you have lost out. According to the second opinion, he holds, this is a din b'fnei atzmo, like Kriyas HaTorah, they have to hear all the parshios. So if they miss 5 weeks in a row, so on the sixth week, they'll read six parshios in order to make up that they don't miss all the parshios. That's one machlokas over here, and the Mishnah Berurah says it again, from the Bir Agra, okay, who is a big, big side, when you have the Gra on your side, it's very good. And the Mishnah Berurah says over here, the Gra holds like the first opinion over here, that it is a din like Tashlumim of Tefillah, and you only make up the last parsha. The Beryl, if you look in Beryl Lachal, another Nafkamina. Vimer Maslein Bitlu says, Ayin Beteret Zakein and Nimi Stapik. The Teret Zakein has the following suffix, the Beryl Lachal right side of the page, top of the page. Im Dafka Bishogeg, or Afilu B'mezin Amin Tzarek Lashim. It's only a case of shogeg, out of the case of the terrorist where there's a fight, so everyone had to leave. Okay, there was a shogeg. Or, if it's, I don't know, they're very relaxed, and they say, yo, this week, let's not do Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, we're not gonna do it. We'll make it up next week, perhaps. Okay, but amazing, they say we're not doing Kriyas HaTorah this week. Okay, doesn't fit into their schedule. Okay, so then, in that case, What would be the din? That's the smachlokas. According to the Teres Kineskanim, he's mistopic if it, you could make it up, if it was done amazing. The fact, the Prima Gadim says, the fact that Shulchan Aruch does not mechalik between Shogi and Amazin, it's mashma that even if they decided not to do it, they can make it up. Once again, this would lean towards the fact that this is a din bifnei atzmo. Because by tashlumen, if you miss mincha on purpose, you can't make up mincha, you can't dive in two marivs. Okay, but over here, according to the Prima Gadim, this is a new din in Din Kris HaTorah. However, once again, Achein mi bira gro de nasi taima da idina mi din tefila, the gro compares this din to din tefila, the kaimla ta voisvali zetil mashmato bidos tefila smucha, mashmalu chorud dafka bishoge, it's only bishoge. Kumo hasam shein la tashlum vimezid ugumimur vissimin kuf ches. Okay, so over here, according to the girl, once again, Lechor, if it's done amazing, they would not be allowed to make it up. So once again, just to understand, this din, the Mishnah Berurah talks over here, if they missed a double parsha, could they make that up? Do you look as a double parsha, as like one parsha, and you can make up both partials? It's only 1 week, or you can't make it up. That's also a big machlokus over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's move on. Siv Gimel. Kohen Kori Batorah Rishon V'acharav Levi V'acharav Yisrael. We all know, as the Mechaber says, the first Aliyah goes to the Kohen, then to a Levi, and then to Yisrael. But why? Where does this come from? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tesis of Din, that we learned in the end of Birkas Kohanim, that there's a Din of Vikidashto. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Tesis, Dichti Vikidashto, there's a Din of, you're supposed to Mekadish the Kohanim to go first in everything. Vikivu Chazal Shorot Zalomar, Lechol Dover Shibakdush, anything Dover Shibakdush, Litoch Riyah Rishon, Ulevarich Rishon, Litoch Manayafa Rishon. Okay, they get the first Aliyah, they get the bench first, okay, they get the best portion. All these things are Kohen is supposed to go first. We call Malcolm. Imrotza Kohen lachol kovel the rabbi l'vi shagadol menu. Just like by other dins of kiddusho, if the Kohen wants to mechabed someone else, he has the rishus to say I'm not makpid on my kovel. Okay, harishus biyado. Avali inyan likros b'torah. But it comes over here by reading first in the Torah to get the first aliyah. There's a tiknu chazal mipte darkei shalom shein a kohen v'aliv yecholim limcho. Over here, they can't be machol on their kovel. They can't be machol on their kovel. Why? Because we're afraid of machlokas. Because darkei shalom, if we start giving it up and say, oh, well, mechabit him, it's going to cause all big balagan and shol. And therefore, we only give kohen first aliyah, levi second aliyah, as long as there's a kohen and levi. We'll learn later on what happens when there's no kohen and levi. They cannot give up their kovel. Oh, says though the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't matter, Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, all the same thing. Avin ain't coin the base, because what if there's no coin in the shul? You go after the biggest Talmud Chacham in the shul, they should get Rishon, and are once again. This might cause machlokas, but that's what you try and figure out who the biggest Talmud Chacham, and Marina Rabbi Ronevin sells houses at Dal Rapashin, when there's no coin. I give it an aliyah to Rav Nevinzal. Okay, because he is obviously the Gadol B'Chachma Minyan. Abba Mishachar Gadol Mishonim. He's many times the Gadol Mishonim also. But nevertheless, even if he's not the Gadol Mishonim, he would still give the aliyah to the biggest Talmud Chacham. So that's why we have first Vikidashto over here. In this, it sounds like even if there's a greater Talmud Chacham in the room, we give to a Kohen first. The Achar of Levi. Okay, why Levi gets second? Vasmechinu Akra, because we have a hint in the post. It says to give it to the Kohanim, the sons of Levi. We don't know that Kohanim are the sons of Levi. We all know they come from Levi. So what's it telling? You first give to a Kohen, and then you give to Bnei Levi. That's why we have Kohen, and then Levi over here. We have Kohen, and then Levi over here. That is the order. Fine. We are knowing. Okay, that's Pisrei Tshuva writes in Siv Katan Ches over here that there is no chiyuv for a kohen to call out kohen on. Okay, they don't to make sure that they know he's a kohen. He doesn't have to scream it out. But if they ask in Shul the Gabbai, is there kohen? And then once he calls out for a kohen, then the kohen is chayv to say that I'm a kohen. But they don't ask. He's not chayv to tell other people that he's a kohen. Okay, in that case. Siv Dalet.
Haminag apashut. The minag pashut shafilu kohen amaretz. Even if the kohen is the amaretz, kodem likros lifnei chacham gadol Yisrael. Before a talmud chacham comes, the kohen, once again, in order not to have machlokas. V'ushak kohen yodea likros, as long as the kohen knows how to read. As long as he can read along with the Baal Korah, he can read then that's going to be good. We'll learn later on that even if the Kohen can't read at all, okay, if anyone can't read at all, the minhag is still to give people aliyahs. We'll learn that later on in Simon Kuf Lamites. She'im eni yodea likros, the Mechaber says, because if he doesn't know how to read, hech yivarech al Torah. How can he make a brach on the Torah if he doesn't know how to read the Torah? Okay, so therefore the Mechaber is saying, if he doesn't know how to read all, don't give him a leave. We'll see later on that that's not so pashut. But let's assume over here, like it says in the Mechaber. Now the Mechaber is saying over here, though a Kohen Am Haaretz is before a Talmud Chacham. Aminah Gepashut says, Mishra Bosei, Kotn Yid Aleph, Rotsa Lomer, after Harbei Rishonim Sovereign de Lonasa Takanazu Akdim Amaretz Lifnei HaChacham, even though many Rishonim disagree with this, many Rishonim hold, if there's a Talmud Chacham and a Kohen, you give it to the Talmud Chacham and not the Kohen. The minig is like the poskim by kriyas haTorah beis kneses. Mivdei darkei shalom no chilkum is that in order because of darkei shalom not to get into machlok. This is a bigger talmud chacham. So therefore, we always give it to the kohen in order not to have machlok. There's a lot of dinim and hilchos kriyas haTorah to stay away from machlokas, as we'll see on and on. Now, it happens to be some say, like the Rishonim over here, that you should give it to the Talmud Chacham, especially if the Talmud Chacham is clearly the greatest person in the room, and there's no fight about it. And that's why it could be because of that also. And also, if you look in Mishnah Berurah, Sikaton Yud Beis. Sikaton Yud Beis. You need more Niskar Beis Knesses. Only in a Beis Knesses where there's a lot of people, they're going to come to fight. If it's a house minion, over there, he could be machon, he could give it to a clear Talmud Chacham, the Beis Vei, the Mizvana Gemara. And this is knowing in Rav Avadia's house, even though his house is not really a house minion, it was really a shul within his house. Rav Avadia, they used to give the coin aliyah to, even though Rav Avadia was not a coin, he was clearly the biggest Talmud Chacham over there, and they were knowing, I believe, in every minion, to always give Rav Avadia the coin aliyah, unlike the pashas of the Shulchan Aruch over here, but that was what was knowing over there in the house of Rav Avadia. Now the Bir Halacha, look at the Bir Halacha, Lifnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael. So what do we have over here? If we have, we give a coin, there's a coin in Am Haaretz in the room, we generally give to the coin. Well, I'm sorry, there's a Kohen and a Talmud Chacham in their own, even though the Kohen's an Am Haaretz, we're going to give it to the Kohen Am Haaretz. That's generally the rule. Oh, what a bizayin the Torah. It's a bizayin Torah, you're giving this Kohen Am Haaretz before the Talmud Chacham. We all know it's not a bizayin the Torah, because that's the minhag. Everyone knows it's the minhag. So therefore they know you have to give it to the Kohen. However, the Bir Halacha has the following shaila. What if you have one Kohen Talmud Chacham in the room, and another Talmud Chacham Yisrael in the room? Okay, so it's clearly you're going to give to the Kohen Talmud Chacham. That's going to come first on both sides, the Talmud Chacham, and he's a Kohen. But over here, the Bir Halacha says, what if there's another Kohen in Am Haaretz? Are you allowed to give now to the Kohen Am Haaretz in Aliyah over here? Because now over here, he's a Kohen, but now let's say he's not a Talmud Chacham. So if you give to him, in the regular case, there's only one Kohen, and he's a Am Haaretz, and you have a Talmud Chacham, it's not a bizayin to the Torah. Why? Because you're choosing the Kohen over Talmud Chacham. But over here, you have a Kohen Talmud Chacham to give the Aliyah to. And if you don't choose him, and you choose the Kohen Am Haaretz, now it's might they're going to be a bizayin to the Torah because you're choosing a Kohen Am Haaretz over a Kohen Talmud Chacham. Says the Bir Halacha, Lifnei Chacham Gadol Yisrael, Ayin B'chayel M'shem Hayam Shel Shlomo, Yitov Lizar, Lechatchila, Shelo Likros Kohen Am Haaretz Lifnei Talmud Chacham, Im Yesh Kam Kohen Chavar B'Beis HaMedrash. If you have a Kohen, there's a Shekel Talmud Chacham, the Beis Medrash, don't call the Kohen Haaretz, She'eshali Kroso To, because if you call at least the Talmud, the Kohen Chaver, if you call the Kohen, even though he's not as big as the Talmud Chacham as the Yisrael is, okay? But he's a Shekel Talmud Chacham, so now it's not going to be such a bizayin in the Torah, but if you call the Kohen Am Haaretz, then it's going to be a bizayin in the Torah, that's the Psak of the Bir Halacha. It does not seem to be the minhag is like this, generally just call whichever Kohen the Gabbai decides, but it sounds like over there, he'd be more makbid to call the Kohen who's a shtickle Talmud Chacham over the Kohen Am Haaretz in that case. Okay? Let's just start Sifei and Bezrat Hashem will continue next time. Says the Mechaber in Sifei, if the Sefer Torah patuach va'Kohen Korei et Shema, if the Sefer Torah is opened up, and the Kohen in the shul, there's one Kohen in the shul, and he's in the middle of Kriyat Shema, or he's in the middle of Shema Asri, Einu Rashi Lahasik, you should not call him up because he's not really supposed to be Mavsik in the middle of Kriyat Shema in order to guard the Torah.
the Kohen Yisrael being Kohen, he should call up a Yisrael in its place. However, the halacha is, and we learn in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, this is also then brought down in Kriyat Shema, if they do call him up, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, then he has to get up, or else it's a bizayim to the Torah. If he calls up to the Torah, he doesn't go up. But we're telling you, lichatchila, telling the Gavai, don't call him up. Don't call him up, and it wouldn't be a gun for the Kohen, because everyone sees that he's in the middle of davening, and that's why they're not calling him up. But if they do call him up, he's gonna have to go up. Says the Ramah, and also, the Tanis after Pesach and Sukkos, which we call Bahab, if you didn't know, the Monday after both Chagim, it's really, we wait till after Tishrei, after Nisan, we just finished Bahab of after Sukkos, because we start only in Cheshvan. Monday, after the next Chodesh starts, there was a minute that you read Vayichal, and people would fast. If the only Kohen in the Shul is someone who's not fasting, so you call Yisrael Mikomo. The Kohen is not fasting, can't get an Aliyah. V'toshi Lecha Kohen, basic Nazareth, but it's better for the Kohen to walk out of Shul in this case, in order not to be able to have the wrong Chashashos about him, and think that he is not a Kohen. We'll continue from here next time. Adkan for today.